You guys ever try energy drinks?
Yes.
Yeah.
This is going to be really bad. I'm on my second this morning.
That's wild. That is like, truly. It's just not okay, crazy. Man.
But I didn't have a chance to get coffee, so I would much rather have coffee than energy drinks.
After having like enough of them, even just one a day in a row, it starts to taste like acid.
Yeah, it's totally acid. And it, like, listen, it's like, didn't you not learn from Red Bull? Yeah, yes. I know they get, and it gives you wings. But it's like Celsius. Okay, so like, yeah. I saw this TikTok a long time ago talking about how bad Celsius is.
Yeah.
It's like, why would you consume that? Why would justify it? Why would you put that in your body?
So I saw the same TikTok, and they got taken to court for it. They completely redid their formula, and now it's...
Celsius so got taken better. To court, not yes. the guy that accused him.
Yes, exactly.
So Celsius wow. changed based upon this guy ratting him out.
Yeah, because...
That's insane to me.
People were but testing now positive for methamphetamine.
Oh, what did you just say?
People were testing positive for meth when they were drinking Celsius.
So you're telling me the only
that's
time
the one I'm on, actually.
You've ever done meth is because it's about right. Like, I think when you drink that, you're on meth.
Yeah,
yeah. The whole thing, the claims that it'll make you lose weight by increasing your. That's why it's called Celsius.
But I get sweaty.
But I also think that, like, you've got a whole Monster Energy drink vibe.
Yeah, he does.
You know, you strike me as a.
Yep.
What's the other one?
Rockstar.
Rockstar.
Yeah.
That's
wow. Yeah. That's a throwback.
You strike me as a rockstar guy. I don't see this coming from you.
Well, in conference, I kind of survived off of them, and.
But why wouldn't? Okay, let me ask you a question. Okay. Why wouldn't you just have a coffee?
I actually don't like coffee.
Okay, that's a problem.
Yeah, she's a tea. Remember, she's a tea.
Most people that are on meth don't drink coffee. And that is the problem. Let me see your teeth.
She's got all of them.
That one's barely hanging on.
No. Hold on. Last night we went to Olive Garden.
That's not real.
And yeah, I didn't know they still existed.
Hold on. Soup, salad,
breadsticks.
Unlimited salad and breadsticks. They don't do the unlimited.
What a move. I don't know why this is not a bigger deal these days.
And River had a loose tooth. And he goes, Dad, we need to go to the bathroom right now. And in an Olive Garden bathroom.
Solid move.
Beth had been trying. It was too slippery.
That is a whole situation. My point of why I bring this up is your teeth, number one. Your lifestyle, number two.
Yes, yeah.
And the fact that I would never. I had a Red Bull Gives You Wings era when it was like diet Red Bull or light sugar free. There we go. In 2000, maybe 9 or 10, I had a little run with them.
Yeah.
And it was a situation. I had a case in my garage, and I did that for a season. And then I just woke up one day, and I looked myself in the mirror, and I thought, you know, son, you're a leader. You're not a follower. You're a leader, and that's why I got off of it. Let's go. Leaners, before we jump into this pod, which is going to be sensational, we want to shout out one of our great partners and sponsors. It's family to me. My little sister works at this place. Vance, shout out. Love you. Just saw you. Overflow. I want to highly encourage, if you're a church leader, check out Overflow. They have figured out a way for us to be able to receive stock in like 3 clicks. I want to encourage you to check out all the great things they're doing. I want to thank Overflow for being one of our main sponsors here at Leadership Lean In.
All right, hey, we want to take a quick second from our podcast, and we want to shout out Zoe College.
We do.
Yeah, we're really excited because we're doing something we've never done before with our college here at Zoe Church, and we're opening it up to people to come in, have a full ministry and discipleship program where you can move to Los Angeles, you can learn from some of the greatest leaders. We're actually having a leadership lean-in track, and so you're a leaner, you want to jump in, get involved, then sign up for Zoe College. But we're also opening up the college to anyone around the country who wants to take online courses and still learn from Zoe, our leaders and our pastors. And so if that's you, head over to zoechurch.org/Zoe College. You can fill out an interest form or an application right there. All right, let's get back into the episode.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Leadership Lean In. We are trying to lean into the subject. We're trying to get, again, I've said it 1,000 times, we cannot promise perfection, but as always, we are trying to get a little bit better. That's called progress. Thank you, every person that listens, likes and subscribes and comments on the pod. Do me a favor. In fact, right there in the comment, tell us where you're watching from today. Tell us where you're listening from today. Appreciate everybody. By the way, shout out to the new thumbnail.
Yes.
Hello.
Shout out.
It's getting
so
shared.
Good.
It's a great, you guys, we had a bunch of options.
Yes.
We should post all the options. And
there were so many options.
By the way, I liked the other day, you took the photo. You helped me post the swipes on the back of the
The book.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of opinions, a lot of thoughts.
Yep.
Some people like number one because it's very different. It's like the point. And by the way, everybody was choosing this photo not knowing the subject matter or the title.
Right.
So some people were like, I don't know what this book is about, but
I like this photo.
It works though. It's so good.
I like number two. I like number four. Some people are like mad at me. Why are you on the book cover?
Yeah,
it's
I
like,
saw that. Uh-huh.
Why are you upset with your father? Anyways, thank you to every person that comments. Leave a comment and share the podcast. Thank you too. Again, we're not the largest nation in the whole world. There are significantly larger nations. Yes, China comes to mind. However,
that's large.
However, leadership, lean in. We are a strong nation, leaner nation. Say it with me. I'm a leaner. By the way, we're almost to 150 episodes.
Yes.
I'm just going to say this. We got 5 episodes to go. We're going to release merch, new merch, on our 150th episode. I've got to get a tee that says I'm a leaner.
Yes. It's going to happen. It's been in this stratosphere.
Yeah, it's been swirling for a while. Time. I'm a leaner.
It's time.
I'm a leaner. Everywhere I go, I'm a leaner.
It's God's timing now.
It's God's perfect timing. So thank you to everybody that is a part of our nation. The tattoos, the LLI tattoos, like nobody has one.
Actually.
Thank you to everybody. Today we are jumping in and let me put in my password and now I can do my. We're jumping in today. 6 signs that you need to grow up. And I just like this because I just got back from Miami. Bienvenidos a Miami. I was in Miami with Pastor Rich Wilkerson. I think, by the way, there's an open space right there.
Yes.
And I just want to put, as a candidate, Rich Jr. should have, I mean, it's my guy.
We love it.
He's got to have a little soundbite.
Does he have a catchphrase?
Oh, yeah. He's got a catchphrase.
We'll reach out and get some options.
Yeah,
he's got, I'm trying to think. He, I don't know. I can't, not one doesn't come to mind, but yes, he does. Of course, Mature Me.
Yeah.
Mature Me, his pod. By the way, I want to encourage everybody, go listen to Pastor Rich's new podcast called Mature Me. Fantastic stuff. We did a couple pods. We're big pod guys.
Mm-hmm. Big pod guys.
Find me in the pod. He's got a new podcast. So we were talking about maturity this last weekend and just the reality, the ever blaring reality that I'm not where I want to be yet.
Right.
I got room to grow. I got room to improve. I'm under construction. Mm-hmm. I think every leader, there's people that are frustrated with you, leader, but there's nobody more frustrated with you than you.
That's right. That's true.
There's nobody that is more upset with you than you.
Totally.
Disappointed. How come? I hate to do it and I do it. I want to do it and I don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
What is this conflict? And so I think it's always important to identify where do I need to grow? What needs to develop in me? So these are just 6 signs of like, wow, if you're struggling with this, this is where you're at. I would encourage you to the best of your ability, put a flashlight, I always think, you know, the areas I'm growing in are the areas I put a flashlight on.
That's really good.
It's really good.
Where I'm just like, I'm focusing on this. I'm putting my time and my attention to develop this, which it has apathy or what is it when you don't have muscles? Atrophy.
Yeah, atrophy.
Atrophy.
Yep.
I'm a big weight room guy. You know, hit Craig Rochelle for me. I'm big.
Well, the habits you have today will shape who you become tomorrow.
Let me just tell you, you want to get that voice? Get in the weight room.
Whoa.
That's a creatine.
Clearly.
That's a Athletic Greens.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That guy
Nunchucks. I just, yeah.
That guy's got crazy. Green in his juices every day.
Yeah.
Yep.
God, that's a Hulk. Yeah. I sound like I'm on energy drinks. You guys sound like you're on meth.
Just me. Your new favorite.
Six signs you need to grow up as I leave a comment about
drop
meth.
The energy drinks is number one.
Wow.
Number one, when you're mature, you're on the journey with the people that you're building with. And when you're immature, you don't allow anyone into the struggles that you're facing, or people on the outside of your community are the only ones that speak in. Mm. I think this is very important because, you know, Pastor Brian Houston used to always say, the people I'm building with, I'm journeying with. You know, there's a proverb that comes to mind. Proverb says, you know, better to have someone that's a neighbor that's a friend than someone that's in a far distance. Mm-hmm. What it's saying is like, hey, there's people that know you, the real you, that are with you around you every day. And you've got to process. You know, I'm excited this this Saturday for our community, we're having Brotherhood Breakfast. And this morning I was up kind of getting ready for that talk. And one of the things that stands out to me about men is that they isolate.
Yeah.
Mm. You know, they and then they struggle to be honest. Mm-hmm. And so you're going through all this problem and pain, and you don't let anybody in or anybody close to you. And I think maturity, the more mature that you get, I think the more secure you get.
Yeah.
And when you're mature, you go, you know what? I know that if I'm left to my own, I probably won't navigate through this season very well. So I've got to, to the best of my ability, I've got to let people in on my pressure, my stress, my financial situation, where my marriage is at. So I'm building with these people, but Paul the Apostle, here we go. Here's the gold standard. He goes, I didn't come and just preach to you. Mm. I shared my life with you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the really gap. Good. There's the gap.
Totally.
So it's like, if I just preach at Zoe, show up, I would feel so gross if I just showed up and I was the orator.
Yeah.
Right.
But I'm in the trenches. I'm
That's right.
journeying. I'm talking. We're in the building together. And so I think immaturity takes their ball and goes home and then talks to somebody that's in another state that doesn't really know.
Mm.
Hey, maybe, you know, maybe that could be true, but I'm not in the office with you.
Right.
I don't see your attitude. I don't see your inconsistency. I don't know the real you. Mm-hmm. So I think the reason why I'm journeying with these people is because they see the good, the bad, and the ugly. Emphasis on the good. There's a lot of good.
Right, right.
For every one of us, there's Gary McIntosh wrote a book years ago called The Dark Side of Every Leader. Every leader has strengths and weaknesses, mm-hmm. good and bad, a bright side, a very dark side. Mm. And so I think the people, the reason why you got a journey with people that you're building with is they know the dark side. That's and they right. can love you enough to go like, man, your gifts are on display around me, and so are your weaknesses. And so if you'd want me to, I can help you. These people aren't there to criticize you or make you feel worse. They're there to be a strength, to be an advocate, to be a voice of reason, to be a voice of wisdom. And you're just not going to get that from people on the That's outside.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I think it's so important.
Yeah, I think there's like, when you process, you have to process in context. Totally. And if you're around people who have no context, then you're not actually processing anything that's happening in real life.
That's right.
You're just processing emotions in a vacuum.
Yeah.
And that will always lead to surprising decisions. That's how you get people who are like, oh, I'm out. You're like, wait a second. You were great yesterday.
Yeah.
What happened? For sure. Well, I was talking to Sally on the East Coast.
Yeah,
and
right.
she said at her place,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
There's totally. No context.
There's no context. And I think that I can really manipulate people on the outside to believe my side.
Right.
To think what I think.
Yeah.
And I could sell a product.
Absolutely. And I think that when you're intentional about building on the inside, I remember this point was one of the very first things that really stuck with me from once I started coming to Staff Devotions and everything, because this is a value of ours. We have a lot of people coming in from the outside in Los Angeles. It's constant. And so this has been a value that I've really tried to practice. And it's been really interesting to watch people, you know, come in and go out based off their relationships and the life that they build. Because we're not just building trust and that relationship in that one context, but we're building community when we're doing that.
Right. You're building community. And really, at the end of the day, you're only as good as your community. And when you build that, you know, there's wisdom in the multitude of counselors. You build that safe tribe.
That's right.
You know, we just got back from seeing Lee Domain. I love Lee Domain. Shout out to Grow Leader. You got to check out Grow Leader and Pastor Chris Hodges. And He said when he was moving from Baton Rouge, Louisiana to Alabama, he was meeting with Chris Hodges and getting ready to go to Church of the Highlands, the great Church of the Highlands. And Lee asked Chris, like, Pastor Chris, what do you do to stay healthy? Like, I need to know you're gonna not fail or burn out or do something dumb.
Yeah, he's making an investment when he moves.
So are you going to be around?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so he says, like, in Pastor Chris fashion, he gives, like, 21 points of how he stays healthy.
I love it.
But Pastor Chris finishes, and he goes, but if you ever see something in me that's off, if you ever see something that's funny, will you love me enough to pull me aside in private and correct me? Will you love me enough to pull me aside in private and tell me the truth? And I think that right there is what I'm talking about. I'm building with you, but I'm journeying with you.
It's really good.
Because we're all on a journey. I think when you journey with people, you got to give people these margins for failure, these margins for growth. Not everybody's crushing it in every season.
Yep.
So I give margin, but I love you enough. I love you enough to be in your life and committed to your life rather than, I think if you're just building, it's transactional. Mm. There's no commitment to relationship. Second one I put down is maturity submits to authority. But when you're immature, sign that you need to grow, you see authority as a problem.
Hmm.
And just the word authority is a trigger.
Yep. Hmm.
Usually authority is a trigger because it's been abused in your life. And somebody did something to you or somebody said something to you or it wasn't modeled well. You saw authority as that which tried to leverage or monetize for their own personal value, not for your value. Hmm. I think authority, by the way, let's just talk about authority. I love these two A words, anointing and authority, because I'm praying for all of us that we'd be anointed. Anointed to me is that when you operate in your gift, the wind of heaven is at your back.
Yep.
That means you're anointed. Anointed for business, anointed for sales, anointed for right, yeah. Set apart for, anointed to write songs, anointed to meth, whatever.
Wow. This is crazy.
Did I just say anointed for meth? It's leadership leaning. But whatever you're anointed for, it works.
Yeah.
Right? So I know, I'll never forget, before we started leadership leaning, by the way, I was doing this teaching, maybe on a Saturday or a Tuesday or something. And this lady from New York Times was following me around for like 3 days.
Wow.
She came to I Love My City. I took her to Backyard Bowls and we talked for like a couple hours. She came to Sunday service. I'll never forget when she came to the Sunday service. She was this New York Times reporter doing this article on me. And B. Wynn, remember B. Wynn?
Of course.
He brings this gold necklace. I still got it. He brings this gold necklace with this iced out Jesus. And during the mingle, when everybody's like, hey, 1 minute to mingle, turn around, say hi to somebody. He comes up to me and he puts it around my neck and she's videotaping the whole thing. Iced out Jesus. Like thousands of dollars.
God.
The most iced out Jesus I've ever seen. In fact, I've seen some people with the same necklace and I'm like, oh, I cannot wear this in public. So anyways, this lady went, I did an interview with Maria Shriver. My book, Faith Forward Future, was coming out at the time. That's a whole another story. But I did this leadership teaching, something about stuck. And she said, she watched it on YouTube when she went home. And she said, hey, the way that I felt when I watched you get interviewed for Maria Shriver is how I feel listening to this YouTube. And she goes, I think you're a really good preacher, but there's something special about when you talk about leadership.
Mm-hmm.
This is a lady that doesn't go to church.
Wow.
She's just a religion. I don't want to say just a religion. She's a religious journalist, maybe?
Yeah.
For New York Times?
She's a column or something.
But she can go, there's a grace when you speak about leadership.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think there's anointing. I want everybody to be anointed. But authority is this, oh my gosh. When you have the authority in people's lives, it's such a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
When you're the authority in your kids' lives, and your authority in your community, authority is a big deal.
Mm.
And so it's like influence. Don't ever minimize it or take it lightly. Authority. If you misuse or mishandle authority, it's going to develop people's mistrust in authority in the future.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
But no matter what the authority does, I've got to get my life to a place where it's like, I'm happy to be under authority.
Right. Mm-hmm.
I'm under the authority of my wife. We mutually submit. I'm under the authority of God's word. I have a board that can discipline me. I'm under their authority. And I call this being undercover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really good.
When you're undercover, there's such safety.
Yeah.
So it's like, I want to make this choice. What do you think? Would you bless this? Would you agree? Is this what you sense? Immaturity is like, I don't want anybody talking in my life. Mm-hmm. I can't, I'm trying to do my thing. It's very immature, mm-hmm. and it's not going to take you very far. And you probably just keep battling the same thing. And it's probably going to, what could have taken 40 days, homie, it's going to take you 40 years.
Wow. Yeah.
I would rather gladly, maturely surrender and submit my life. I love the word submission. I love the idea of it, to submit my life to God's word, to submit my life to God's plans, his precepts, his people that he's placed in my life. This to me brings great comfort. I would die if I was just out on my own doing my own thing.
Right. Yeah, I love that idea of submitting your life to something bigger than you. You're turning yourself into it. You're saying, you know, here I am. You can do with me whatever you want. You know, the only thing that Jesus is impressed with in Scripture is the proper use of authority.
That's right.
Not, you know, anything else. He goes, this guy gets it.
Yeah.
It really, he's saying his faith, but it's because by his authority, he understood the faith.
That's right. Exactly right.
So, but probably the number one thing leaders, you know, get a bad rap for is the misuse of authority.
That's right.
And so that's why this thing's so triggering, because they just use it in the wrong ways.
Yeah, because authority, I think, is supposed to bring safety, comfort, right. yeah. security. And when right. that's betrayed or violated, it's makes jarring. Sense. It leaves wounds. And so.
Yeah, what's the, I don't know, Pastor Chad, trust is built in a lifetime, lost in seconds.
Yeah. Lost in seconds. Mm-hmm. And so nobody's perfect, of course, nobody's perfect. But I think that's why it's very aware, too, when you have authority, to use it wisely, to use it really well, mm-hmm. to monitor your actions and lifestyle, because you would hate to. You know, I think this is such a... I'm going to give a thought, and I'm calling it a good thought. I apologize. This is such a good thought that I'm about to dispose. I think this is a great reminder today. You should always be gaining in two areas. Trust. People trust you more. And by the way, trust is this thing. No one ever walks up to you and goes, I trust you. They don't. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And nobody ever walks up and goes, I don't trust you. It's like quiet quitting.
Mm. You're right.
Quiet trusting is the same thing. Mm. I just trust you. Well, yeah. Why? I discern you're trustworthy. Okay? You should gain in trust. You should gain in influence.
Yeah.
I just think influence is always up and to the right.
Yep.
We're not talking about relevancy. Relevancy and influence are two different things.
Right.
I'm not talking about infamous, because we don't want to be infamous for stuff or virality. Trust and influence are God-given, mm-hmm. and that's a sphere of influence that it gives you. And even when Pastor Jensen was here, I was thinking just about he's not relevant, but his influence has never been bigger.
It's crazy.
Totally.
And it's sovereign. Mm-hmm. That's mature. He doesn't get there without submitting to the authority of God's word and God's people in his life.
It's really good.
Third one, maturity is excellent, organized, prepared, and represents themselves well. Immaturity lives in constant want and constant chaos. Mm. I just believe this. Again, we just with Chris Hodges, he's telling this great story about the people from Hobby Lobby, the Green family, came to visit him and what he's building at Highlands College, which is just unbelievable. Shout out to Highlands College. And they're walking around, and they're not asking really about the church as much as they're asking about, like, tell me about, you bought all your buildings in cash? Mm. Wait, hold on. Tell me about the vision for this. And as they're going through the details, he is reminded, people do not give to want, they give to success. Mm. In other words, when you are constantly excellent, prepared, organized, you have your things in order, people are more prone to give to who they know will take care of it well. Mm-hmm. Then there are somebody who's like, I'm in want, I need this. But you haven't been a good steward. Mm-hmm. So I just think it's immaturity that keeps you from having your bills in order, your finances in order, your life in order, your home in order. That's immaturity. Maturity is like, I'm going to work extra hard at preparation. I said at Divine Details with Travis. Shout out to Travis Green and Natalie Grant and Rich. Dude, that was so much fun. Yeah, we sit on these so big chairs, so these huge sofas.
They were large.
Sit, lay, you know.
Dear God, that was
crisscross applesauce.
But I was saying that old line: your separation is in your preparation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And maturity understands. Like, I back to Craig Groeschel. You know, Craig Groeschel, he sets out all of his clothes the night before. He's got his meal prep the night before. He's got his workout smoothie prep the night before. When you live with that intention, when you live with that excellence, again, people respect that because it's mature. Immaturity is like, I'm just flying by the seat of my pants.
Yeah.
Just trying to make it happen, trying to make decisions. And I think that if you're going to go to another level, you can't live in that. You might get away with it once, mm-hmm. at the most twice. But if you want to build as a leader,
yeah.
you got to be excellent. Hold on, let me just go through them. Excellent, organized, prepared, and represent yourself well. Next one, maturity is not easily offended or swayed by the opinions of others. Immaturity is guided by what other people think. I think that's why it's so important. You choose your mentors. You choose your influences. You are becoming who you allow in your life. You are the sum total of your five most influential friends in your life. And so the more I choose that wisely, the more I do well. Mm-hmm. If I get some outside, they think they said this comment. And it's like, you see people that live this way, it's like they're constantly impacted and affected
yeah.
by what other people think. I cannot allow other outside influences into, what would my kids become?
Right.
Mm. What would my marriage become? What would I could never fulfill what God has called me to do yeah. by letting all these other outside voices.
Right.
How do you handle that?
I think it comes with a lot of building that vision that you've talked about. We talk about it. It's for so many episodes is the vision, the mission, the values, and making pre-decisions on this is who I am. Yeah. This is who I'm going to be today.
Yeah.
This is what I'm here for.
Yeah.
And this is my purpose. This is who I'm under authority of, who I'm submitting to. I'm submitting to God. Making all those decisions beforehand so that you can run every outside opinion, everything by those values. By,
yeah.
you know, we take the Bible as our utmost authority, running things by, does that line up? Does that wisdom and advice line up with what God say?
Mm.
Does this outside voice have context in my life? Just running things by the decisions you've already made for your life.
That's right. Yeah, and I think, like, you know, to act like we're not influenced by others is so foolish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so impressionable. Mm-hmm. I will not drink Celsius because I watched one TikTok video that says it's meth.
Yeah,
I mean, he didn't say his meth, but pretty much.
Well, she did, yeah.
Right? Does that make sense? Like,
of course.
I watched that video. I go, never touching. I'm never Celsius. Never touching in my life. You know, right now I'm watching these ones that I keep seeing these ones that like the front cover is like a hook. Like, I got fired after 9 months at this job because yes. they. Have you seen all these?
Oh,
and
that so
and
good.
And then you swipe these like seven. So the good. Hooks are. It's all great. Like. Very salacious hooks on why you got fired.
30 million people. Here's our story.
That's exactly right. And then you swipe, and it's like all these things are good for your gut. All these things are good for like your what else? Like just brain health, you know. And I always think like I'm so impressionable. I look at those and I'm like I gotta go buy all that stuff today. I'm going to Whole Foods after work and I'm buying all these products because wait my gut health. I don't even know what gut health is, but I'm sure it's important.
Yeah,
it is.
You know, I'm impressionable is my point.
Yeah.
That's why I know Julia, my wife, is very impressionable. And if I say something about you, it will get seeded into her.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I'm such a firm believer of seed language, positive or negative. The power of life and death is in the tongue. So I've got to watch my words. But when it comes to outside influences, I have to mature to the place where I can land. That's their opinion, not mine.
Yeah.
In fact, I've started to try and apply this a little bit. When someone starts to say something, I try and like, because I'm not very argumentative by nature.
Mm-hmm.
You are.
Yes.
Enneagram 8,
yes.
The challenger, dear God. I'm just more of a godly Christian. And
I'm
so, yeah, please, God, mature,
done a lot better.
Mature him, Jesus. but I think that I'm trying to like, You know, just argue the other person's side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, just to every opinion, there's an equal opposite opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so maturity goes, that's their experience. Mm-hmm. That's what they feel. That's what they believe. I've had different experiences. I have different beliefs. And trying to land on your own two feet, I really think that great leadership to me has this moxie, this confidence, this surety, this belief that's like, I've been thinking about this old worship song. When I was 16, I started to play piano in church. And we used to sing this song. When I first learned the piano, I played this thing for hours. It used to be this song. I'm going to sing First Time Leadership Leaning. Have you ever sang on Leadership Leaning? Not real.
Not real.
I'm going to do it first time. Hold on. Let me take a sip. Let me take a sip. I'm the first time singing Leadership Leaning. Are you ready? Key of G.
Wow.
Jesus, lover of my soul. Jesus, I will never let you go. You're taking me from the miry clay. You set my feet upon the rock, and now I know I love you. I need you. Though my world may fall, I'll never let you go.
Wow. We need an applause button.
That was my...
I went somewhere with that.
That was my sophomore year in high school.
I went somewhere.
God just gave me a word.
But I've been thinking about that line in that song, though my world may fall. Mm. They can leave, but I'm not.
Yep.
They can fall away, I'm not. I'm not promised anything or anybody. All that I got a calling.
Yeah.
I got a gift mix he gave me. I've got a little bit of intelligence. I'm just going to leverage the farm for whatever he asked me to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think immaturity is like, what are they doing? What are they about? Where are they going? Blah, blah, blah. And maturity is like, I know what he... That's why it says obedience is better than sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
So many people get hung up on the sacrifice they're making. And I think you should be more excited about the obedience you're giving to God. Last one. Maturity. Trust the process and God's perfect timing. And immaturity takes matters into their own hands. And I think this is the great thing about God is that he's just, it's so funny. I came back from VU and they were singing this song. The is second song of the set. No.
Encore.
Like, okay. All of a sudden,
what if I take away my iPad? I just start having a keyboard every session. Next episode, I'm going to have a keyboard. I'm just going to play. I'm going to play my own ending to Leadership Lean In.
Oh my gosh.
That's the problem.
To
be honest, that's the problem in church for me is that when it's a bad keyboard player or a keyboard player is not. Remember when Jensen's like, stop rushing me.
Yes, he did.
No. Yeah, Jubal. But. Oh, gosh, I lost my train of thought. This song. I just love this song they were singing. I came back to the team yesterday in Weekend Walkthrough. I'm like, guys, they were singing this song. I love this song. It's something about being on time, God. I think one church wrote it, and they're like, we've been asking you if we could play this song. And I was like, do it. They're like, they're doing it this Sunday. I'm just, that made me laugh so hard because I'm like, man, I thought this song was amazing. They're like, yeah, we've been telling you, bro.
Yes, but, we pitched it.
But outside voices, I don't let them in. I just think maturity is just going like, he's never too early, he's never too late.
Right.
And that immature leader is like just forcing, manipulating, moving. That's why they got that 2-year itch.
Mm. Yep, that's so real.
Is that 2-year itch. Mm. Then, you know, they say in marriage, the big years are
7 and 16. 16.
Mm.
7 and 16 is that itch.
Interesting.
It's that itch. By the way, I'm on 16 right now.
Wow.
I keep on holding her close every night. Oh. But I think that it's just like the more I lead, the more I understand this whole thing is sovereign.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's like I get frustrated when I, you know, or we set goals or we have metrics for success and we don't hit them. Like how do we go like how can we tell if it's God's timing or we just mess this thing up. This is on us.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. we'll never know.
Jeez.
Does that make sense?
That's not the answer I wanted to hear, but yeah, you're right.
Yeah, we don't know. Yeah. All that I can do is like, I've probably said it 1,000 times, but I'll never get over this thought. I can control my attitude and my input.
Yeah.
How hard I work and the spirit and attitude in which I work. That's all I got. Mm. The rest of it's like, I'm not going to try and maybe there's some negativity to this where I'm not forcing things or I'm not trying to make stuff happen at the rate that I should. I have to wrestle with that because, you know, there is a sovereignty component, but you got to give God something to work with.
Yeah.
You know, faith without works is dead. That whole thing, of course. I'm just saying immaturity, I find, is more dependent upon networking than maybe prayer or forcing things.
Yeah.
And I heard Pastor Robert Morris give a message one time on the Herods in the Bible and how forceful they were, what they forced to make happen.
Jeez.
And you can force stuff. I can make anything happen pretty much.
Yeah.
Like if I wanted to be honest, I could make a lot of things happen right now, today.
Yeah.
I would have to sustain all of it is the only problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing about maturity. Maturity goes like, I know if I'm just in that unforced rhythm, and I'm really sensitive to where I should be and what I should be doing, then it's going to all work out at a rate and a level of grace that I just could never conjure myself.
Yeah.
And so I think that's maturity. I think we've all failed at that so many times where you're just like, okay, I'm done. That's about enough of that. Yeah. I'm going to drink coffee instead of Celsius and I'm going to keep my teeth white instead of, you know, anyway. So,
with coffee?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, wait a second.
Wait, that's a good, that is a great comeback. Yes. With coffee?
With coffee.
Wow, interesting. Yes. Anyways, let's grow. Let's mature. Let's become who we're supposed to become. We're just a nation of leaners trying to get a little bit better. We'll see you next episode.
Do you ever feel like you want to know more about the Bible, but that it's kind of hard to understand? Do you want to share your faith with your friends, but have a hard time figuring out how to do that? Do you want to learn how to connect the Bible to your real life? Well, then this is the show for you. My name is Rachel, and I'm your host. I've been a children's pastor for a long time, and one of my favorite things is helping kids learn how to understand the Bible. I think that sometimes people think that the Bible is just for adults, but God actually really wants kids to know about Him. So on this podcast, we're going to learn all about God's big story and how He shows Himself to us through the Bible. As we learn together what the stories in the Bible mean, we can learn how to live out our faith in our everyday life. Don't forget to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in the Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in the Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in the Raw through your favorite podcast app.